Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy. Brought to you by Go Loud and proudly sponsored by Irish Tax Rebates, the tax agent you can trust with over 20 years of experience. Visit irishtaxrebates.ie.
Go Loud. Sounds better with us.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Katie today, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. Now, before I let you know what we want to talk about on this latest episode of Opinions Matter, I want to give a big shout out to our current show sponsors, and we want to thank them for supporting the Opinions Matter podcast, and that is irishtaxrebates.ie. Now, they are the tax agent that you can trust. It's an Irish-owned company with over 6,000 five-star reviews on Trustpilot. Now, what they do for you is help you to claim back tax. So if you have paid any tax in the last 4 years, there's quite a chance that you are due a tax rebate that you don't even realise. Irish Tax Rebates will do all the donkey work for you. They have a dedicated team of experts, professional accountants with over 20 years' experience. And based on a study that they did, wait till you get a load of this. The average person is due a rebate of €1,092. Now, that's not to be sneezed at. €1,092 on average is due to you in a tax rebate. So, if you would be interested, and who wouldn't, in finding out about getting some money back from the tax man, well, all you have to do is visit their website, and it is irishtaxrebates.ie. I mentioned this to you quite a lot. A number of our listeners have been in touch with us. And by the way, if you have managed to claim tax back, let us know, please, and send us a WhatsApp voice note like this one.
Hi, guys. Just want to leave a quick voice note about your sponsor's Irish Tax Rebate. So after hearing the advertisements on your shows, I decided, sure, why not? Let's go for it. So I went on to their webpage, filled out the form. They emailed me the next day, told me exactly what they were looking for. I sent off all the information, and then about a week, maybe 10 days later, I found out I was due a tax return of €800. So thanks a million. We're delighted.
€800. Very nice. If you want to find out more, visit the website irishtaxrebates.ie, and no other website, irishtaxrebates.ie. And make sure you you go to that website, because there are other companies doing similar services but charging an awful lot more. irishtaxrebates.ie, only charge 10%. Now, what do we want to talk about on this latest episode of Opinions Matter? A Facebook post was screenshotted and sent on to us earlier today from one of our listeners. And I want to read it out. Now, I'm not naming the person who posted this, but it's the thought behind the post that I want to discuss with you. Lads, will you please remember that not all of us have loads of money, and it's not fair that some kids feel left out by Santa. So don't say expensive presents are from Santa on Christmas morning, right? My kids shouldn't have to feel bad because you have more money than me. We and many like me aren't in the same financial position as some of you. So please just be kind and give your kids small presents from Santa and not make us look bad or our kids feel unloved. My kid shouldn't have to feel bad and suffer, and no kid should feel bad. Seriously, thanks. So that was a Facebook post. And with it then was a picture, and it says the following. Dear parents, please stop telling your children their most expensive gifts are from Santa. Some families can't afford to spend that much, and their children wonder why Santa got them socks or a coat while other kids got an iPad. Instead, take credit for the more expensive gifts and leave the cheaper gifts to be from Santa. This holiday season, be grateful that you can afford what others cannot. And that's the post in its entirety. So when you told me this conversation, you said, wait till you hear my opinion on this, and you're not going to like it.
No.
Come on.
I'm sorry, but don't.
Katie's here with us.
Don't squash my joy because you can't afford it for your kids. I'm sorry, that's not my problem. End of story.
Oh.
Yep. It's just like that. It's that simple. Why should I have to do something? Because I'm sorry, if someone works hard all year and they want to spend thousands on their kids,
yeah,
they can do that. And if they want to say Santa gave it to them, they can do that. If they want to say the Tooth Fairy or the Easter Bunny gave it, and that is a parent's right to do what they want. I'm sorry, don't put your issues
all
on
this
me.
Person is saying is, and I kind of understand where he's coming from, all he's really saying is, yes, give the kids expensive gifts if you can afford expensive gifts, but say they're from you and not from Santa, because it seems a little bit unfair that Santa goes into house A.
I'm sorry,
hang on.
You.
Santa goes into house A and he gives the child an iPad or whatever the hell, yeah, an expensive PlayStation or whatever, and then goes into house B, and in house B he leaves not an awful lot. Why?
It's unfortunate, but it is life. I mean, when I was getting married, I had a big wedding. Should I not have had, in case someone of my guests were getting married and couldn't afford the same wedding? Should you sell your car because somebody can't afford the same car as you in your circle?
This is slightly different. No, this is slightly different. I'll tell you what's different about it. I'll tell you what's different. There's kids involved. Yes.
But it doesn't matter.
It is awful. It is awful that a child whose parents haven't got a lot
my
of money.
My kids only get from Santa. And mommy and daddy don't bring to my kids get Santa and that's it.
Okay, the point I'm trying to make is that it seems a little bit unfair that mommy and daddy can't afford an awful lot.
You have a year to save.
Some people just don't have it.
But then that's fine. And I'm sorry.
We do have people in this country below the poverty line.
I know that. And I'm sorry that that's their situation. But at the same time, no parent should be shamed or made feel bad about working hard to give their kids a bit of extra magic on Christmas morning. Some people like the chaos of all the presents. And if that's what they want to do, let them do it. Who cares? You stick to your lane, I'll stick to my lane. Mind your own business.
Okay, but then there's the added problem then with some people posting on social media on Christmas Day, their child surrounded by hundreds
that's
of
crass.
Presents.
That is
now, that
crass.
Is vile.
No, I agree. That is crass. It's pathetic post. Now look what my little angle is getting.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I get that. That is, it actually, there's a message coming up about that in a second. I sent you there. It is tacky. But once you're not gloating about it, do what you want. Don't let someone else make you feel bad because you've done well.
Okay, let me read a comment that just came in. And it said, what is wrong? Whatever happened to teaching kids that you can't always get everything you want?
But at Christmas is the one time of year where kids ask for something and they get what they want. It's the one time of year. That's why everybody
But again, I'll read that comment. Whatever happened to teaching kids you can't always get everything you want?
Christmas is different. It's not like coming home every day with a sack of toys. It's the one day the kids wake up and they know there's going to be something special.
So really
them.
What you're saying is, I can afford to buy lots of presents for my kids. Mm-hmm. Tough if you can't.
Yeah.
That's very compassionate of you.
No, I don't care.
Like tough.
If it was me and I were the person who couldn't, I definitely wouldn't shame other parents into not doing it for their kids. No way. Not hope.
But you're not listening to the argument here, and I understand the argument. The argument is, if you're getting your kids an expensive if you're getting your kids an expensive present, you give it to them.
No, I won't.
And let Santa bring small gifts.
No, Santa's the man at Christmas, and that's how it is in our house. I'm not going to have anyone dictate to me or try and make me feel bad for it. I work hard. My husband works hard. We have the money set aside for the kids for Christmas, and that's what we do. I'm not going to. It's also about the principle of it. Even if I was only spending, I don't know, 40 quid on my kids for Christmas. Even if I was only spending that on my kids for Christmas, I say two tiny little things. I still would be of the opinion it's not up to anybody to dig. Like, that message was so. Can I just actually see that you read out?
Yeah, have a look.
Please be kind and give your kids small presents and not make us look bad and our kids feel unloved.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, it's up to you to make your kids feel loved.
How do you explain? Okay, but hang on, Katie.
Place.
How do you explain to a child that Santa brought a PlayStation to the kids next door and you got shag all because mommy and
daddy
can't afford it?
That's life when we were growing up.
No, it's not life. It's that's Santa.
Okay, well, you know what? Christmas is once a year, okay? It's once a year. And if you can't afford to buy your kids big presents, yeah, I feel for the kids. It's not their fault. But at the same time, you know, it's not everybody else's problem. It's
our number is...
Let parents have their joy and stop pissing all over it. Like,
our number is 085-825-2626 if you would like to get involved in this conversation. We would love to hear from you. I want to kick off with a WhatsApp voice note that we got from Trevor.
You know what? All I'll say is, stay the fuck off Facebook. Don't fucking bother scrolling onto your friends' pictures to see what they're providing for their kids. Get out and get a fucking second job. Pick up some extra shift, work some overtime, and maybe you won't feel like such a pox next year, okay? I'm sure you get the begrudges on today, lads, who say, oh, I feel bad, I can't provide that for my kids. Then fucking work harder. All the best, lads. Ciao.
Have you paid tax in the past 4 years? If yes, then you could be due a tax refund. Irish Tax Rebates are here to help. With an average rebate of over €1,000 and our no rebate, no fee policy, what do you have to lose? With over 6,000 five-star reviews on Trustpilot, apply now at irishtaxrebates.ie. The tax agent you can trust.
Huge reaction coming into this already. This is Jack.
In regards to today's topics, I would think that it's up to everyone what they buy for their kids. If someone has money, extra money to spend for them, so what? That's their business. I wouldn't go around flouting it now. That's simply for those that are less off. But at the same time, it's up to each parent or family, whatever, to buy for the kids. It's no one else's. No one else can demand what they do or not do.
Thanks very much indeed, Jack. Caitlin, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Caitlin?
Hi, how are you? I'm
good,
fine.
Good, thanks, Caitlin. Now, what is your feeling on this? That Santa should only bring the small gifts, and if Mammy and Daddy have the money and they want to buy an expensive gift for the child, they should do it, not Santa.
Well, my opinion is it's once a year. Like, if you can't afford to put up, there's 52 weeks in a year. And if you can't afford to put €10 aside each week for your child, well, that's really your problem. Like, as I explained, there's 52 weeks. It's one day. Like, we have single parents in Ireland. We've got carers that can't go out and work. We've got people that pay an extortionate amount of rent, and they make the magic happen for Christmas. Christmas is meant to be magical. And in my opinion, you know, we make the magic work as parents. It's really not my responsibility if someone cannot
be bothered. I remember, and it's actually an abiding memory for me, when I was a kid, okay? And when I was a kid, there was one particular Christmas that myself and my brother both got new bikes for Christmas, okay? Santa brought us both new bikes. Amazing, brilliant, happy days. But friends of ours who lived across the road, who were from a poorer family, got very little, and they couldn't get their heads around the fact that we'd gotten new bikes and they got shag all. Now, they felt that Santa was not their friend, basically.
Okay.
Is that not a bit unfair on a child to feel that way?
Well, I think it's actually down to the parents, to be quite honest about it, because if the parents didn't want their children feeling that way, well, then they should have went and made the magic happen and put the money to one side. We've Toymaster absolutely nationwide in the whole length and breadth of Ireland, so that you can go in every week and pay off your €10, your €5, your €20. There's no excuse for it at this day and age. Do you know, like, I'm not being smart.
Okay, so basically what you're saying is, if you can't afford it, well, go and make yourself afford it, to give your kids the nice gifts that Santa is giving other kids.
Absolutely. I don't get my makeup done. I don't get my hair done. I don't get my eyebrows done. I don't drink. I don't smoke. I don't do anything to sacrifice what my children are going to get for Christmas. And I'm okay with that, because when I see their faces Christmas morning, and they're smiling and they're laughing, and I see that spark in their eyes, it is 1,000,000% worth it.
And I get that, and I understand, you know, the sacrifice that you're making in order to give your kids what they want for Christmas. But again, my point is, isn't it a little bit unfair on the poor kid whose mammy and daddy can't afford the expensive things and feels then, well, Santa doesn't really love me?
That's not everybody else's problem. I'm sorry that your kid feels that way, but that ain't my problem. I work. I'm sorry.
And Katie's right. It's not my responsibility on how someone else's child feels. Don't get me wrong. My heart bleeds for them, because I have parents that are just not arsed. But, like, that's really not my responsibility. What goes on outside my home, I don't care about, and that's been straight up. My responsibility as a parent is making sure that
your kids
But what would be so wrong? Sorry, both of you. What would be so wrong with you still giving your kid the best of gifts, yeah? But only have small ones coming from
because
Santa.
It's also the principle. I'm sorry. Why should I make myself smaller to make you feel bigger? No, I'm sorry.
But
that's not how life works. Piss off. No.
Myself and my husband have 5 children. Okay, my husband works very hard for what we have here. We pay it like everyone else in the country has, extortionate amount of rent. If you have a sky high food bill every month, every week, we have the same bills as everybody else. But with 5 children, we make it work. And I can bet you, I spent, and this is no joke, with my husband, we spent a good to €5,000, €1,000 on a child. And I'm not bragging, I will not go up on social media.
Say that again, €1,000 per child.
Yes, we do, because it's once a year.
€1,000 per child.
That's what they want to do. Leave them alone.
Year, we have 5 children here. The kids, yes, they get their days out. They get their once a day out a month.
Yeah.
But we make it work. We make it happen.
I know when people are listening to this conversation right now, some people are thinking, holy shit.
Yeah, but anybody who's thinking that is begrudging.
€1,000 per child.
Anybody who's thinking that is begrudging. It's nobody's business.
In the morning, Christmas morning with nothing, you can go into a pound shop and you can spend €20 and you can fill a stocking full of stuff. I went into Penny.
I know, but meanwhile, Caitlin, Santa Claus brought your kids €1,000 worth of gear and the kid next door got something out of the pound shop. That's the point.
That's not her problem, in all honesty.
We're talking about kids, though.
Adrian, then where does the line stop? Is it that you get rid of a night of your car because somebody might feel inadequate because they don't have it? I'm sorry, no. I would love to know the parents who can't afford it. Are they smoking? Absolutely. Are they drinking? Like, how much are they going out the weekends? How much ability do they have?
Okay, Caitlin, stay there for 1 second if you can, please. Our number is 085-825-2626 if you would like to get involved in this. Robbie, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Robbie?
How are you doing, guys?
Good, thanks, Robbie. What did you want to say on this?
Well, I agree with Katie and that last caller. But Adrian, can I give you a scenario? We'll use that last caller as an example of, you know, she spent $1,000. You know, in my opinion, that's too much. But if she can do it and they can afford it, more power to them. But let's say now she gets her child a gift worth €1,000. One gift, like the new iPhone, whatever you want to call it. And then another child gets last year's iPhone because, you know, they're basically the same product when you look at them. You know, there's very little difference, but one is the €300 cheaper. Is that fair? I mean, like, should that child then feel bad because he didn't get the latest one, even though he still got a phone for €700?
Can I ask you a question, actually? I'm bringing my kids to see Santa on Saturday myself.
Very good, yeah.
I'm bringing
lovely.
Kids to see Santa. Now, the Santa tickets we got were really expensive.
Yeah.
Should I not have gotten them in case Tyke goes into school and says to his classmate who can't afford to go and see Santa?
Well, hang on, your kid won't know how much you spent for...
No, but it's the same principle, though. Why is my kid getting to go see Santa and this other
child... I'm sure every child will go to see Santa. They just won't spend as much on the ticket.
Yeah, sorry, Adrian, I'm sure the gift that Santa will give the child would be a lot better than the one they meet in Dunthorpe.
And I take that, but it's not as big an issue as the present on Christmas Day. So Child A gets
it's
a...
It's the same principle, though.
Hang on,
it's
Child A gets a grand's worth of gear from Santa, and Child B gets some stuff out of a pound shop.
But why... Okay, is this what the world is coming to now, where we literally have to make ourselves smaller and pull ourselves back in case we offend or hurt other people? I'm sorry that you feel that your child is will feel unloved, and I'm sorry that you feel to this person...
Can you not understand why a child might feel that way?
I understand, but at the same time, I don't think it's right for parents to come along with the fucking shoulders and the chest out, saying to parents, I'm sorry, like, this, even that the tone of that message is so entitled. I'm sorry, no, piss off. People save all year to have this joy of seeing the kids walk into the sitting room and the sitting room full of toys. And some might say it's crass. I'm not even talking about how much I spend. I don't go absolutely mental. I do what I do, but I don't go mental. If a parent wants to do that and to save for that moment and to set that kid's joy, like, it's nobody's business. Why can't we all just piss off and mind our own business?
Okay, so Robbie, you're also saying the same thing. Tough shit if you can't afford to buy nice gifts from Santa.
Yeah, but I mean, Adrian, I'll put it to you. Where do you draw the line?
Yeah.
If one parent gets a present for only 100 quid, that's all they can afford.
Mm-hmm.
And another child's only able to afford 50. That's equally unfair.
Okay, stay there for a second if you can, please. Our number is 085-825-2626 if you want to get involved in this conversation. Simon, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Simon?
I'm not too bad, Adrian. Yourself?
Good, thanks, Simon. What did you want to say on this?
Yeah, no, look, I mean, I just think I bought my kids a couple of €100 worth of stuff, nearly a couple of thousands, actually. And you know what? That's my business. It's not my fault if somebody is poor or somebody wants to go out and drink that money and do whatever and not even think of their kids during the year. Like, think of these things and take some personal responsibility. I don't understand this whole snowflake shite that's going on nowadays.
Because it seems really unfair that Santa brings one child a load of gear and then another child doesn't get a load of gear. What a prick Santa is. I mean, seriously.
no, I get that. But I mean, the parents are responsible. Why can't people be responsible for themselves and their own children rather than worrying about what everybody else is getting their kids or what everybody else is doing? If you want it bad enough, you'll save for it. You'll be quick enough to save for your holiday or for a night out or whatever. You'll save for your fucking kids. You don't care about your kids if you're not even thinking about that. Okay, you don't think about yourself.
Hang on for one second, Simon. At the end of the day, some people are really struggling financially. Some people haven't got a pot to piss in. And you're saying, well, tough, get the money for your kids.
Yeah, because, I mean, you can't afford to provide for their kids financially. They can afford financially go to the pub, can't they?
Not necessarily. Where's this assumption from? That because you don't have much money, you go to the pub.
I don't think it's fair to make out the parents who can't get the kids a lot of fail, because I don't think that is a failure at all. I think if you can show your kid love, that's the most important thing. But I mean,
basically, tough. That's really what you're saying to the person who put up that post. You're saying tough.
Yeah.
Because. The person.
It's not about the money, but it's not about the money. It's about the principle.
But no, it is about the money.
No, it's about the money. No, for me,
kids aren't stupid.
I know that.
In house A,
I know that
Santa brought a bloody PlayStation, brought that. Phones, brought
but
everything. And in house B, he didn't.
It's about the principle that we cannot expect people to conform because it's going to make other people feel better, because then where's the line? Birthday parties, well, you're going to have better parties.
So what is your message then to the person who put up that post?
Mind your own business, stay in your lane, focus on your own kid, and don't worry about what anybody else is doing. Don't dictate to parents, and certainly do not expect parents to not be so entitled.
So there are the things you want to say to that person.
Yes.
Because Amanda has just confirmed that that person who posted that post is actually on the phone.
Oh, great. Okay.
And this person's name.
Are you joking?
No, I'm not joking, actually. And we've just confirmed it off air. His name is. We're calling him Ken. Is that right? That's the name. That's not actually your name. Is that correct?
No. Yeah, you call me Ken. Yeah. Adrian, can I ask you, but before we get started, can I ask you who sent you that post?
I don't actually know.
We wouldn't be given names.
Yeah, no. It was just sent to us as a screenshot.
And once he put something up publicly, it's there for the world to see. We're not going to go.
And Ken, we did blur out your actual name. We didn't post your actual name on our.
One of my mates sent me a screenshot of your show page. Yeah, I couldn't believe it. I've been listening now because I was looking at the comments on your page, and I'm honestly like. People should be ashamed of themselves.
Okay, so sorry, Ken. Let me just read the message, a little bit of the message again. And it said, lads, will you please remember that not all of us have loads of money, and it's not fair that some kids will feel left out by Santa. So don't say expensive presents are from Santa on Christmas morning, right? My kids shouldn't feel bad because you have more money than me. What made you put that post up on Facebook? And like I said, we didn't identify you by screen grabbing
it. What makes you feel so entitled that you can tell other parents?
Not entirely. He's just basically arguing.
Hold on. I stand by everything I said, and I don't think it's unfair to ask people to do that, because I'm struggling, lads. I'm forking out the guts of €1,800 a month on rent. I've got bills to pay. I've got fuel to put in the car. I haven't a pot to piss in toward the end of the month, and with that, like, you have to buy food and stuff and clothe your kids during the week. I'm struggling every fucking Christmas, and what's happening is they're going into school. Kids, and the older they're getting, the more expensive stuff they're asking for. I heard a woman on saying, you should save a tenner a week for 52 weeks. That's €520. My son wants a PlayStation 5. That's one present. That's gone. You know what I mean?
So what do you say, or what have you said to your child?
Look, we do our best with them, Adrian, but I'll tell you something. Last year, right, we have an elf on the shelf, right? And beside the elf on the shelf every morning, there's a little kind of chart to tell them whether they've been good, bad, or need to improve. And last Christmas, I had to tell my young fella and my little girl that they were on the naughty list because we couldn't get them what they wanted. And then they have to go into school after Christmas, and everyone said, what did you get off Santa? And all the other kids are getting iPads, and they probably get their PlayStation 5s and all. And I don't think it's unfair to just say to parents.
I'm sorry.
Hang on for a second, Katie. Hang on for a second. All I'm saying is to parents, look, I don't, if you have the money and you want to get them something deadly, then get them something deadly. But just say it's from you. Don't say it's from Santa. Yeah, let Santa look after the small things.
Okay, we have to go back for a minute.
Let's go back to last Christmas.
Did I just hear what I think I heard you say?
I have to hear it. What else could I do, Katie?
So did Santa not visit last year?
No, Santa did visit. He just didn't get them what they really wanted.
What did you tell your kids?
There's a chart beside the elf on the shelf, right? It's up there all the time to tell them whether they've been good. But the elf on the shelf arrives on the 1st of December, right? And the kids, they'd be good now because the elf is keeping an eye on them and all, and it tells them whether they've been good or they need to improve or whether they've been really good. And I'm like, the closer we got to Christmas, the more I was talking to the wife and I said, listen, what are we going to do? Because they're going to wake up on Christmas morning and he's not going to have his PlayStation and she's not going to have her rugs and all the Mac stuff she wants. And all I could think of was just to put them on that naughty list. Well, they were as good as fucking gold.
Wait, you told your kids that the reason they didn't get much was because they were bold, and you think that was the easier solution?
I didn't know what else to do.
So let me ask you then about this Christmas. Now, I have to say, I'm shocked as well listening to you. I understand the
Do you
point.
Not understand how much that would affect a child? No, seriously, do you not understand how badly that was
being on
what were we meant to do?
Being on the list, whether you're naughty or nice, is a thing.
That is disgusting. I'm sorry. No, we all have... Like, I'm sorry that you're in that financial position, but there is absolutely no excuse. You took your issues and you put them back on your kids.
Let me ask you, Ken, then this Christmas, how are you fixed?
Yeah. They
you
want iPads.
Tell your kids they were old again, and that's why they're not getting.
I'll take any suggestions from anyone. And come here to me. I've been working overtime and everything, but it's all just going to the fucking tax man. I can't make ends meet. I can't. See, when they were younger, it was grand because the stuff wasn't this expensive. But the older they get, it's beyond their reach. Like a PlayStation.
Look, I feel for your situation. It would be impossible for nobody, is anybody listening, not to feel. But I think.
So all I'm saying is,
His children that he's speaking, he doesn't want his children to feel that Santa brought nice presents next door and brought.
But he told them it's because they misbehaved.
That was last year. Have you done it this year?
Nothing yet. We're just trying. I'm trying to everything's going through the books. I can't even do a few nixes anymore for cash in hand. You know what I mean? I don't know what to be doing.
Simon, you're trying to get back awesome. In there, Simon. What did you want to say?
Like me, you told your kids that they were basically bad because you couldn't afford it. I mean, have you not like made any little sacrifices or say sacrifice that one point or sacrifice that one
Of course I make sacrifices, but the stuff they want is just so it's beyond their reach. Like a PlayStation 5, I was knocking around the shops. They're between 400 and 500 euro, and that's just for the one child. I can't afford that. I just can't.
Okay, but do you not think that if you were to turn around and say to your kids, look, unfortunately, mummy and daddy do have to pay Santa a small bill. Unfortunately, I can't get that for you now.
They
appreciate it when they're older. I have a daughter, and she appreciates absolutely everything because she knew she couldn't get everything. I just think that, I mean, his kids will eventually learn to appreciate stuff.
Yeah, I feel for you, you know, and if there was a way I could help you or whatever, I would, but
How do I explain to my young fella that he doesn't get what he wants from Santa, but one of his classmates does and he goes back?
And that's what this conversation is about, Katie.
I feel that telling your kids that they didn't get much and they got less because they were bold.
Hindsight's a wonderful thing.
Katie, thankfully for you, you're not in a situation where you can't rub two pennies together.
There are people who are, and all
Ken is saying is please don't get the big expensive presents from Santa.
Okay,
that's all.
I have to ask at the same time. I know, like, and Ken, I do. I feel for you. I can hear in your voice how stressed out you are and how upset you are by all of it. I really do think that telling your kids they're bold was taking an issue you have and putting it back on them and making it their problem. I don't think any child
It was an explanation as to why Santa wasn't very generous.
You could say something like, mammies and daddies give money to Santa and you didn't have enough money to help him with much this year. I definitely do not agree with putting it on the kids.
I Well, I didn't think of that at the time. I was just,
I think it's manipulation.
Manipulation?
Yeah, I think it's manipulation. Well, I think it's awful to put it back on the kid. Do you have any, like, any kind of luxuries at all in your life? Do you have...
Sorry, Katie,
I'm asking a question.
It's just none of your business.
But no, I'm asking genuinely because he says he genuinely can't. I'm asking, do you get to do anything for yourself?
For myself, well, we look. All we do is we save. We try and save our best for Christmas, and we save for a holiday once a year. That's it. That's all we do.
And when are you going on holidays?
Please God, in January we go. Myself and the wife go to Spain or something. You know, just to get just get out for a week or so.
Why could you not? So that's your one holiday of the year, is it?
Yeah, that's it. That's it.
You know, why could you not sacrifice that and spend more money on the kids?
We needed a holiday, myself and the wife, just to be together, because it's 24/7 with the kids, and we sacrifice going out the weekends and all that, so we could just go away once a year, you know. And it's just like, even like, look, the holiday costs nearly as much as a bleeding PlayStation, you know what I mean? And you're just up against it constantly.
Are the kids going on holidays with you?
No, they'll be minded by the grandparents. It's just myself and ourselves.
What you're saying is you did have the money for the PlayStation.
No, that's not what he said. He said they have two things that they have.
But he's on here crying because he can't afford anything. He's telling me himself and the missus are heading off on a sun holiday. Meanwhile, he's crying after telling his kids that they were bold and that's why they're not getting anything from Santa. I'm sorry, am I?
So now you're saying he's not entitled to a holiday?
Is this a joke?
Entitled to a holiday?
I'm sorry, is this a joke? I honestly have to ask, Ken, is this a joke?
No, this comes back to, Casey, people absolutely spoiling their kids rotten at Christmas.
That they have no money. He's going to Spain with the wife or Italy. Where are you going?
For the price of a PlayStation in January.
But then he's putting his own holiday needs. So he's on here crying, saying he can't afford it. He hasn't. But he's going on holidays with the wife, and I don't begrudge anyone holiday.
Casey, the cheapest time of the year to go to Spain is January. Because there's nothing doing.
You go to Spain in January.
Okay, so
you know what I mean?
Only the fact that he gaslit his kids. I'm sorry, but what you did to your kids was gaslighting. I had sympathy.
What should I have done? Can you tell me what I've done, Cynthia?
Do not tell your kids that they are the reason that they're not getting that many presents.
What should I have done without ruining Santa?
I would have taken that money and I would have kept the Spain money. I would have forgone my own pleasures and my own luxuries for the luxuries of my children. That's what I would have done.
Hang on for a second. A trip to Spain in January is about as much as a PlayStation now. You know what I mean?
I honestly think you have to be joking. Honestly, I can't.
He
has to be having us on.
He's going on a yellow pack holiday to Spain.
A yellow pack holiday that could have gotten the kid the same. But okay, right. Let's all forget.
This comes back to the point of greed. Santa is that important. Santa is that important that he should sacrifice his holiday.
Oh my God. Are you for real?
Our number is 0858252626.
My main focus in this, the main part that sickens me in all of this, it's not even the holiday and it's not the lack of, you know, the big presents. It's the fact that you gaslit your kids. You made them believe that they were the problem, that Santa has an issue with them because it was your issue. You put it back on your kids. Meanwhile, you are still going on your holiday.
Your kids believe they're bold and you have the money to pay it. You know what? Katie, my kids are in a class of about 20, and I'd say about 5 or 6 of those kids are only back from fucking Lapland in the past month. Do you know what I mean? So they'll be at me about holidays. A load of them went to bleeding Lapland, and they can afford great stuff at Christmas. And they'll probably go to the January sale.
Your needs before your children's needs. You put yourself first, yourself and your partner, when you book that holiday.
You're making it out, you know me, Katie. You don't know me.
Okay, and I will argue, Katie. January in Spain is the cheapest time of the year to go to Spain.
I have to be honest, I find it really, really, really upsetting. I'm actually nearly crying because a parent is on here, you know, and I was feeling sorry for you, and I was feeling I was feeling sorry about his situation, but first thing that got my back up was telling that he put an issue that's a parent's issue, he turned it around and put it on his kids, that damages kids,
and that is why he is asking parents to not allow Santa to bring the big gifts this year.
I cannot believe what I'm hearing today. I honestly can't.
Okay, do me a favor, Ken, stay on the line there for 1 second if you can, please. I want to bring in more of your opinions on this. This is Helen.
Good afternoon, lads. I think it's about teaching your kids about the practical skills in life and not about material things. If you can afford something, so be it. But if you're just getting them anything they want, it's teaching them that material things are important in life and material things are not important in life. So get them what they need and maybe a small present, but not something that is materialistic, because that's teaching the kids the wrong values in life.
Opinions Matter. Opinions Matter with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Have you paid tax in the past 4 years? If yes, then you could be due a tax refund. Irish Tax Rebates are here to help. With an average rebate of over €1,000 and our no rebate, no fee policy, what do you have to lose? With over 6,000 five-star reviews on Trustpilot, apply now at irishtaxrebates.ie. The tax agent you can trust.
Now, there's a huge reaction to what we're talking about. And this is a post by a father on Facebook where he appeals to other parents to let their kids know that the big present came from them and the smaller presents came from Santa. And the reason behind that is so that kids don't end up feeling that Santa doesn't love them as much as they love as he loves the kid next door. Ken, does that really summarise what you were trying to say in your post?
Yeah, it does. Like, it's just because I know they're going to go back to school and everyone's going to say, they're not going to say, what did you get for Christmas? They're going to say, what did you get off Santa?
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, that's the issue here.
You're selfish.
I'm selfish. I'm not selfish at all. No, Katie, you know, I'm not selfish. I'm just asking people.
You could have afforded. Sorry, did you say you go away every year in January?
We try to go away every year. The cheapest time of the year to go away, Katie.
Last year, when you were telling your kids that Santa didn't bring them all that they wanted because they hadn't behaved well enough, which, by the way, is extremely because your kids are going back into school wondering why Santa doesn't like them, literally wondering why Santa does not like them.
Well, I'll make the point again, Katie, the holiday is cheaper than a fucking PlayStation, and you're not getting it.
Oh, let me ask you this, Ken. A couple of weeks ago on the budget, it was announced that everybody in receipt of children's allowance would get a double month in November and a double month in December.
Yeah.
Have you not been able to put that aside for the kids?
That totaled €480, Adrian, because I've got the two, and that's still not enough for a PlayStation 5.
But it's enough to go towards your holiday.
And that's just one present for one child, but, and I've got two kids.
Okay.
You know what I mean? We do what we can, but I'll make this point again, because nobody seems to be fucking listening, right? The presents, when they were younger, were grand. We could afford it.
So why not bring your kids with you on holidays? So if you feel that you are, you know, you're not providing enough for them at Christmas and you feel that guilty, why not say, well, look, we're going on a holiday. We'll make up for it. Bring them with us and have a great time. And you know what kids really want, Ken? They want to spend time with their family, and this would be an ideal opportunity to do that. They want love.
Because I want to spend time with my boys. And we don't earn enough and we struggle.
Okay, so what do you say then? What do you say to people, Ken, who are posting things like, get out and work more, get out and work harder?
I've done overtime, but ideally what I'd be doing is getting cash in hand, but that's not happening anymore. Everyone's going through the bleeding books and I'm getting creased by the tax man. It's fucking pointless. I might get about an extra 20 quid.
For people now, and just see it from my point of view for 1 minute, Ken, you're on here crying that your kids, you have to tell your kids something that I think is actually very psychologically traumatic and damaging. I think it's gaslighting kids at the highest fucking order.
Well, so I was meant to say nothing and have them open up a present that they thought they were getting.
You could have said, Mammy and Daddy didn't have the money to help Santa with your presents coming. But instead, you let the kids believe that they are the problem. And this is the part, this is the stingy part I find. This is deplorable. I'm disgusted with this today, Katie,
in hindsight, I probably would have done things differently, but I was at my wit's end and I didn't know what the fuck to do.
You're doing the same again this year, so you know you go away every year in January, you know how much it costs, you know Christmas is coming, so why not say, you know what, myself and the wife, have a night out and have a good night out together. Get whoever's going to mind the kids when you're going on your holiday to mind them when you get out for a night out, and say, I'm going to give that money that I was, you know, going to have for holiday because I'm so upset over this. Rather than damage, yes, there is some psychological thing that they are the problem.
I haven't got a grand for each kid.
The point I'm trying to make to you is, for God's sake, have a bit of heart for somebody who's financially struggling.
If he wasn't going on holidays and he genuinely...
He's going on a cheap holiday.
It doesn't matter. It's money that he's sending here crying. There is an option for you to have more presents for your kids. There is an option.
Hold on, I lost my sympathy. Hold on. If I didn't go on that holiday this year, I still wouldn't have enough. You're missing the point completely. The stuff they want is too expensive. I can't afford it. Holiday or not, if I took away the holiday, pretend I didn't get it at all, I still wouldn't be able to afford it. That's the point I'm making.
That's the point that you're just not getting. And other people saying, get out and work harder, do more work, which is what you're saying. Get up off your arse. He's literally struggling. I don't know which part of this you're not getting.
I'm just in disbelief. Like, you know, it might not have gotten the full PlayStation, but it gotten them something extra to compensate for, you know.
No, Katie, they're kids. If it's not what they want, then they're devastated.
Okay, so they can't afford the PlayStation, so use the money that... Yeah,
I wouldn't. It's way too expensive. It's just insane what they're looking for. Your one on earlier on saying she spends $1,000 on each of our
fights. Adrian, are you guys having me on? Because I cannot believe. Like, honestly, are you? Is this a joke?
What sort of a joke? What are you talking about?
I'm in disbelief.
Struggling to believe that somebody is financially struggling.
Yeah.
Oh, I hope it always stays sunny for you.
No, not at all. I felt sorry for Ken. Well, until he said, first of all, about telling the kids they were too bad to get the presents they want. I mean, there's better ways of dealing with it. I was feeling that, you know, sympathy for the situation. But he's also able to afford to go on a holiday.
Katie, you're making out that I'm going to bloody Orlando for 2 weeks or something. I'm going to Spain for 4 nights.
Oh, my God.
With the wife.
Why don't you bring the kids?
That would make it too expensive. Do me a favour, Ken. Stay on the line there for 1 second. I want to bring in more calls on this. Edward, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Edward?
Hi, I'm actually Edward with the V.
Oh, Edward. Okay, how are you?
Yeah. Oh, God. I really don't know how to express this. I am pissed. Like, I actually agree with Katie there, to be honest with you.
So what is your message to a father like Ken, who literally can't afford what his kids are looking for this Christmas?
Well, if you can afford a holiday, you can afford a PlayStation.
He's only going for 4 days to Spain.
Do you not get it? He's on crying. Can you not see the issue with the gaslighting your kids? Telling your kids we can't afford it and saying that's what he had to do. But not going on the holiday would have stopped you having to do that if that's what you felt you had to do.
It
wouldn't.
It's 4 days in Spain.
It doesn't matter the duration. Even the 4 days, it would cost 1,000 or 100 euro. For fuck's sake, like, seriously, if you can afford a PlayStation.
Okay, but let me get back to the point of the conversation. And the point of the conversation is Santa should not be giving kids the big presents. They should be getting smaller presents.
Right.
From Santa. Mammy and Daddy can still give big presents, but they didn't come from Santa.
Okay. Well, when I was a kid, I used to actually get two presents, like one for something smaller for Christmas and a bigger present for the New Year, because I'm not an Irish person. I'm from a different country.
Mm-hmm.
But, I used to be, I don't know if you've played my voice note, but I used to say to my parents, like, well, you don't need to bother getting it because I will ask Santa for it. And, you know, I was always saying that and thinking that all the time when I was a kid.
It's simple for me, Ken. Do better. Don't put your needs before your kids, because when you booked that holiday and told your kids they were bold and that's why they weren't getting whatever they weren't getting.
Yeah, that's horrible.
Put your kids first, put yourself second. That's what a decent parent does. Get your priorities straight, get your head straight.
How dare you say I'm not a decent parent?
Listen to me. I didn't say you're not a decent parent. I said get your priorities straight.
You're on the phone
crying because your kids feel inadequate because they didn't get blah, blah, blah. Meanwhile, yourself and your wife are heading off for a summer holiday.
Hang on for a second, Debbie, let me talk for a second. My kids feel inadequate because of other kids, and the problem is the Santa presents. And the only thing I've said here today is the suggestion, and I'm not telling people to do what they want, but I'm just saying, if you want to get them the really expensive stuff, say that's from Mummy and Daddy, and the Santa stuff be smaller. That would help the world out, not just me.
Yes, no, I agree with you on this, by the way, Ken. And Edvard, what is so wrong with parents doing that? You can still buy the expensive presents, but just say that the smaller presents came from Santa. What's wrong with that?
But just telling kids that they were bald, I agree with Katie there. That's horrible.
So horrible. Yeah, like, honestly, that is so bad.
Do you accept, Ken, that was bang out of order?
Yeah, no, I do. I do. In hindsight, Adrian, I just didn't know what else to do. Myself and my wife, we're sitting at the kitchen table and we're wrapping yeah, well, for some, like, boo-hoo, is that the best you can do? Like, seriously, sit now. I'm being honest now.
Like, seriously, you could have just said what Kate said. You could have said, well, I didn't have enough, whatever. But not telling
them. Yeah, then you're ruining the whole thing. I'm not going to ruin it for them.
And telling them they were bald wasn't ruining it on them, was it?
Instead, you psychologically damage and gaslight them. Like,
it was a way, it's the charge that the elf uses to keep the kids. And look, in hindsight, I shouldn't have done that. But that's what I did.
Again, Edvard, I'm going to come back to you. What is so wrong with telling parents that Santa brings the smaller gifts and Mammy and Daddy bring the bigger gifts?
Well, there's nothing wrong with that, but telling kids that they were bald and they didn't get because of that, like, that's wrong now.
No, you've just heard him agreeing that it was wrong. He shouldn't have done it. That's really the point that he's making.
Yeah,
he's accepting.
I think, okay, but I did feel sorry for him. I did. Until, first of all, that thing came up, because I think that is traumatic for kids.
Yeah, I get that.
Or wonder, like, well, Santa doesn't actually like me then, which is worse than saying Santa, you know, brought him a... seriously. But then the holiday thing...
That's the point. That's the point, Katie, because they're all going to go back to school and they're all going to compare. Yeah.
And that is the point,
and your
Katie.
And your child,
the kids after Christmas are, what did Santa bring you? Oh, I got a PlayStation. What did Santa bring you? Nothing.
At the same time, then his kids are going to be standing there thinking, all the kids will be so happy what they got, and they'll be thinking, we weren't good enough. They'll feel like they weren't good enough.
Isn't this exactly why he's asking parents not to do this?
I'm sorry. You could have easily, Ken, I'm sorry, to tell your kids they didn't get it because they're bold, I find that disgusting. But you could have.
What else could I do? I don't care what you think. You're annoying me now. You're being nothing but a bitch. You're accusing me of being a bad dad and all. I'm getting a bit sick of your shite.
Get your priorities straight, Ken.
I have my priorities straight.
Your holidays.
The work all the old God sends me. I worked overtime. The tax man creased me for it. I can't make ends meet. And you're sitting there in your ivory tower doing your little radio show, wearing your big books, thinking you're all that. Go fuck yourself, Katie. I'm done with you now. Good luck.
And there are his true colours, because he was called out. I'm sorry.
No, because you haven't let up on him.
No. I'm sorry, I don't agree with letting your kids think that they are the problem. No matter what goes on in your life, no matter what things you face as parents, you never, ever, ever let your kids think that they misbehaved and their behaviour is the reason for it. You know, you do everything you can to make sure your kids... And I'm sorry, calling me a bitch and all that, like, seriously, is that the best you could come up with?
Let me bring in more of your opinions. This is Breda.
Hi, guys. Just in relation to today's topic, I have an only son. Well, he's grown up now, but when he was younger, you know, he was our only child, and, you know, he got what he more or less put on his Santa list. And he had a friend who was one of four, and, you know, they were struggling at the time. And I just sat down, my son, and I just said to him, look, you know, when you're playing with, you know, your friend, just, you know, tell him that, you know, you got a Nintendo at the time or whatever from your mum and dad, and don't say that you got it from Santa, because, you know, we don't want him thinking that, you know, you got more from Santa than him. And he did that, and it worked. And he actually said it to me there a couple of weeks ago. We were just talking, and he said to me, you know, I remember you saying that to me, Mom, and it really, really stuck with me. So maybe it's just something for parents to just sit down with their kids and say, look, you know, Santa can't afford to bring the same type of toys to everybody. And, you know, that's just the way life is. And it's not going to do them any harm. It's better than them sitting there on Christmas morning surrounded by toys and then bragging to their friends and their mums, putting it up on Facebook. That irritates me the most. Love the show, guys. Thanks.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A podcast from Ireland with a difference.
Denise, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Denise?
Hi, I'm actually raging. I'm beyond raging with this man, if he's still on the line.
He's not. He's after hanging up, but...
Oh, he's annoyed. He's probably better off. I mean, there was six kids in my family growing up, and mm-hmm. My dad worked, my mum stayed home to raise the six of us. There was never a Christmas where we all got everything we wanted. Honestly, I was after we'd grown up, and I said to my mother, how the hell do we have such good Christmases? And she said she started getting stuff in the January sales, and basically she spent the whole year persuading us what we wanted to spend for the rest of the year.
I'm going to go back to a voice note that we played a couple of minutes ago. All we're doing here is teaching our kids that things are the most important thing in life.
Well, objects, we're not actually. I don't agree with that.
I agree. It's not that at all.
I mean, right. It's not that.
Well, you're not teaching your kids greed, no?
It's one time
no,
your kids
because
can be
look,
greedy
back when your kids were small, maybe things were easier and things were cheaper. But now, you don't go getting a big present from your parents at Christmas just because it's Christmas. I know in my house with my kids, they get Christmas Eve pajamas and cozy socks, and that's their present from their parents. And then Santa brings the other present. I did not go on a holiday this year because I wanted to have a present for my kids for Christmas.
Okay,
Ken is an idiot. If he didn't go on holidays last year,
if he didn't go on holidays
next year, he'd be able to afford
it. Denise's argument is that fine, you buy your kids whatever you want, but please let Santa bring the smaller gifts that you just mentioned.
He lost his argument the minute he admitted he went on holidays. He goes on holidays every January. The holiday might be cheap, it might cost €500 accommodation and flights, but what's he spending on food and alcohol over there? And what's he spending in duty free on probably cigarettes and God knows what else coming back? He's spending enough money last January in 2024 and for his holiday coming up to pay for his Christmas presents this year. There was often a Christmas where my kids couldn't get a big present that they wanted. And the way that I said to them was, Santa has a budget as well. He has to get presents and make presents for every child on the planet.
Okay,
and there's some presents like PlayStation he doesn't make himself.
I'm going to go back to the
point.
So
maybe you'll get it next year.
Okay, but what is so wrong
in the year
with
to
Santa only bringing smaller gifts and let Mammy and Daddy bring
because
the big
gifts? Why should everyone bend to his will? Because Santa is an excuse for parents in a way.
Denise, he's not the only person. He is not the only person who hasn't a pot to piss in this Christmas.
He's going to
100%.
Spain in January.
I'm not rich. I'm far from it.
On a 4-day holiday,
I am 100%. Yeah, I didn't get a 4-day holiday this year, and my presents, like my kids are going to have presents that they actually want.
Get
him
a PlayStation 4. Get your kid a PlayStation 4. I have a PlayStation 4.
Get him a Switch.
My 5-year-old
the whole family can get involved.
It works just as well.
Okay, stay there. I want to just bring in one final call. Cuiva, you're on Opinions Matter. Hi, Cuiva.
Hiya.
What did you want to say on this?
I don't even know where to start. Like with most of your listeners and callers and people commenting, I just think the mentality of most of the people commenting on your post this morning on Facebook is just...
Like what? What did you see or hear that annoyed you?
Me. Like one of the comments there was my kids, my money, my choices.
That's true.
Like nobody is saying don't spend money on your kids. Nobody is saying put yourself on a budget.
Not even Ken has said that. What, the argument is about Santa. Cuiva, when you hear a struggling parent like Ken, what's your view? And again, this comes back to the message I played a while ago. This is all about things, possessions, greed.
He could have, do you know what he could have done actually? Do you know what I would have done? But like, then again, I have my priorities in sight and I know what comes first and what I come second. I would have actually made the holiday a present from Santa. So you would have killed two birds with the one stone.
Sorry, Cuiva, just go back to you. Do you believe people are being harsh on him?
Like,
I do the same kind of thing. I say, you know, my little ones are only small, so there's no major expensive gifts at the minute. But as they get older and their phones and iPads and AirPods and all this kind of crack, yes, I will be saying, listen, this one is from Mammy and then the others are from, you know, Santa. But
what if people just want to say it's all from Santa? Like in my house, Santa brings the presents, not Mommy and Daddy.
It's that exact thing of when they go out to play with their friends or they go back into school and Santa brought me a phone and an iPad and a bike and a computer and a tablet.
And all it does is make that kid... No, Casey, this is where this is a problem. All it does is make that kid feel unloved by Santa. Isn't that right, Quiver?
I'm so surprised at you today as well.
I don't care.
I normally agree with you. No, but this conversation has wired me the fuck up today because it's not even about how much you spend. Like I said, if you have $5,000, spend it on your kids. We all would. But it's this thing of... And somebody said it on the phone earlier on, what goes on inside my door, I don't care about. When it comes to kids, you have to fucking care.
Yeah, but the point is... Sorry, Quiva, is it?
Yeah.
The point is that parents who work hard every year, there's so much of people telling everybody what they have to do now and cancelling people because they don't like it. What I'm saying is...
Do you not get the Santa thing? Do you not get the fact that Child A got a load of gear off Santa and Child B didn't?
I get it. And it was... As I said at the start of the show, it is unfortunate that not every parent is in the position to buy it. I get it. But you're still saying, piss off, it's your problem, not mine. If a parent works hard and saves or gets a loan and that's how they want to approach Christmas with their kid, it's not for anybody else to dictate. That's
okay, Quiva, thank you very much indeed for your call. We really appreciate it. Let me squeeze in a couple more voice notes before we wrap this up. This is Emma.
Sorry, no, take it all back. Yourself and your wife, go away. You don't even bring the kids. Well, there's your fucking money. Don't go on your holiday, you selfish fucking prick, and crying down the phone about buying your kids Christmas presents. No, cancel your fucking holiday. That's at least, say, January, maybe €800 for the two of us and another 1,000, 1,500 spending money. Fuck right on.
Okay, and Emma's even more annoyed.
I literally cannot get over this topic today. Is he fucking stupid? Did he not know when he fucking came inside his girlfriend that Christmas existed? If you can't afford Christmas presents, birthday presents, to feed, clothes, do whatever with your kids, don't fucking have them. Honest to God. And Jeremy or Adrian, a fucking holiday 4 days. Does he not eat and drink over there? Because that's probably another couple of hundred spending money. Stop fucking making excuses for him. He's making enough of his own stupid excuses.
Okay, a lot of people very annoyed at Ken, including you, Casey, to the point that he hung up.
Yeah, well, I love when people aren't able for a debate, so they rage quit. And it's always men. Why is it always men that tell me I'm a bitch and hang up? It is. It's never.
Oh no, it has been women as well.
I am a bitch. I'm a total bitch. I'm a see you next Tuesday of the highest order.
Oh, and you better believe you are.
It. But it's always men who rage quit.
Thank you for listening to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Katie. If you enjoyed it, please hit subscribe or follow. Click on the little bell icon on Spotify, and that way you'll get a notification each and every time we upload a new episode. I'm Adrian, that's Katie. Thank you for listening, and we'll catch you on the next one.
Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy. Brought to you by Go Loud and proudly sponsored by Irish Tax Rebates. The tax agent you can trust with over 20 years of experience. Visit irishtaxrebates.ie.
Go Loud. Sounds better with us.